Hey Siri, if I told you that you answered 800 questions correct 78.5% of the time to Google's 85%, well, you'd be happy. But most people would say, Jeff, you're nuts. Well, that is the findings of a new survey from Loop Ventures, the Minneapolis venture firm. And Gene Munster, who oversaw the study, is with us today on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. Gene, fill us in.
Well, they made a lot of progress, Siri has, over the last year. So we do two tests per year. This one is focused on the app, the digital assistant app that resides on smartphones. And so even Alexa has an app that can work on your iPhone. That's what it focuses on, and those tend to have a certain performance that's slightly different than, think of your home speakers, the hardware, the Alexa hardware, the Alexa Dot. So we're focused on the former here, and that's the app on the phones. And what we saw was a nice pickup with both Google Assistant and Siri since a year ago. Google Assistant got 86% right in our most recent study. That's up from 75% a year ago. And Siri was at 79% versus 66%. And let me answer your question. Why is this surprising to people? Why will this be surprising to people? Is more people use Siri than use Google Assistant, especially in the U.S., dramatically more. It's about an 8 times more uses of Siri. And what ends up happening, even at 78% correct, that means that 21% of the time you're getting an, or 22% of the time you're getting an incorrect answer. And just as humans, we end up remembering the negative more than the positive. And so the simple answer is this is a thorough study that was done. I think it's representative of the intelligence of each of these digital assistants. And I think Siri actually does a better job than most people think.
And Alexa, most people think, does a better job than your study finds, with only 61%. Now, do you think that's because you were just using the app? Do you think if you had used the speaker, you might have had different outcomes?
Yes, we're going to see a different outcome. Alexa will perform better in our next study, the one that focuses on the hardware-dedicated speakers without the screens, in part because that is very core to how what Alexa is built around, and there are skills around Alexa that can be enabled to help advance its intelligence. And so the simple answer is look for Alexa to do better when it's just a standalone digital assistant. But this, again, was Alexa done on an iOS app.
Okay, but Siri has a rap that everybody thinks it's way behind Amazon and Google, far behind. And so many articles, so many people have done, why can't Apple get its Siri act together? You found that they got their act together, and it's actually way better than most people think.
Absolutely. It's better than most people think. It still has room to improve. We'll never get to 100%. It's not the best. Google Assistant is the best, and Google Assistant does particularly well, not surprising, in the information category when you ask it questions. But outside of that information category, Siri does well. These other categories would be like local, commerce, navigation, and command. Siri is really par for par with Google Assistant. So I feel confident that it is a much better assistant on smartphones.
The biggest gripe I've always had with Siri is you ask a Siri a question and it says, here's what I found on the web, go look it up yourself. And it doesn't give you the answer. Now, of your 800 questions, did they throw that at you?
So we are really sensitive to that. We think we're annoyed by that type of response. So when we ask these assistants a question and it gives what you just described, click on this link to answer your question. We recorded that as an incorrect answer. Even if that link would result in something that was a correct answer, and the reason why we called it incorrect is we just think people want an answer. They don't want to tap on another link. And so in the case of Google, this is why information in Google did so much better. They have something called featured snippets,
which basically they guess what the answer is. And so they may have a link. Often we saw a link, but right on top of that link was the answer that we were looking for. So we actually didn't have to tap on anything. And so we're equally annoyed by what the phenomenon you just described, and we penalized the assistants that gave us.
So when are you going to do your hardware test?
The hardware test is going to be in 3 months.
Okay, so we're in July, so October, I'll look forward to that. Gene Munster, Loop Ventures, thanks for filling us in on the digital assistants. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You have been listening to Talking Tech. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. If you would like to listen to Talking Tech via Siri, Google, or Alexa, here are your commands. Hey Siri, play the latest Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham podcast. Alexa, play USA Today Talking Tech podcast. Hey Google, play Talking Tech with Jefferson Graham podcast. Thanks everyone for listening.